My name is Robert Lee. I've been a state conservation warden in Washington County for the past 26 years. When I started in 1990, I'd never even heard of a zebra mussel. Zebra mussels most likely came to the United States in the ballast water of ocean-going ships entering the Great Lakes. They spread further by latching onto recreational boats that were later used in new, uninfested bodies of water. In Washington County, we have five lakes that have been infested with zebra mussels. Zebra mussels can cause important damage to both the ecosystem and man-made structures. First, like the carp, the zebra mussel can contribute to a decrease in game fish populations through the food web disruption, leading to lost revenue for the recreational fishing and industry. The zebra mussel also congregates in huge clumps that can damage the inflow and outtake pipes for industrial structures such as power plants and factories. So now that the zebra mussels are here, what is my role as a conservation warden? First of all, I have to enforce the laws that now prevent people from launching their boats with any kind of weed or water attached to the boat or trailer. I also educate the general public in my daily contacts about the zebra mussel and their effects on our inland waters. We all have to educate ourselves and do our part to keep the waters that are not affected clean and free of zebra mussels.